How you doing?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
Doing great, man. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. It's been a fun week for us. No real team to prepare for, so we just focused in on getting Murray State better, and I've really enjoyed this championship with our team. It's been a special group.
You know, one benefit, and we'll talk a little about the team and everything, but but this week I've watched a lot of college basketball, and there's always that scroll. There's always when they those in, those on the bubble, blah, blah, blah. And the added benefit of the tournament being a week earlier than what's going on this week is that you get a week's worth of free pub about already being in.
No, it's been good for our team, and our guys deserve it. They've worked extremely hard this year and have had a lot of great successes. I was the same. I was watching last night, flipping back and forth between Duke, Carolina, and the West Virginia, Texas Tech games. And every halftime promo had a picture of our Elite Four man, Terrell Miller, with that 2018 OVC Tournament Champions graphic next to it. So it was certainly some good publicity for our program.
Matt McMahon with us, Murray State coach. They'll find out tomorrow night at 5. Tell me what you guys are going to be doing up there with an announcement show and party and all that.
Well, we'll have a selection party at our arena tomorrow night. We're going to have about a one-hour pre-selection show where players will be signing autographs and taking pictures. That's one of the neat things about being at Murray State is the relationship between the players and the community. Our guys are really invested in the community, and obviously the community is very invested in our program. So that'll be fun from 4 to 5 tomorrow. And then good timing for us. We just put in a new $1 million video board that hangs at center court. So we'll watch the show on that and expect a big turnout.
You know, but you're already in, and it's more of where you're going to be seated and who you're playing. That's the, you know, you won't be sitting on pins and needles tomorrow night. You know that. You get a feel of where you might be seated?
I would think we're on that 13, possibly 12 line. We've won 13 in a row. Only lost 5. Don't really have a bad loss on our scale, on our record. We're top 10 in the country in scoring margin. We're one of 10 teams that won double-digit road games this year. So I think our resume is pretty strong. We're top 50 RPI team. So I would say in that 13, possibly up to a 12. The one thing we know we're going to draw one of the top 20 teams in America. So we'll have to have a great week of preparation. But it's an exciting time for our guys and for our program.
Murray State basketball coach Matt McMahon with us. Murray State winning the OVC tournament last Saturday up in Evansville. Matt, I don't know if you know this or not. I do the TSU play-by-play for football and men's basketball. And of course, TSU was there, lost early. You were there for several nights. Of course, you got the double bye, didn't play till Friday, just a good Jacksonville State team. We know what they did, and then obviously beating Belmont, we know what that's all about. What'd you think about the tournament being Evansville? I know Murray State had a ton load of fans there.
Well, it's the best thing that's happened to the Ohio Valley Conference in my time here. To turn this event into such a first-class, true conference tournament, I thought the atmosphere was off the charts. To be playing in a great arena like the Ford Center, with the video boards and the stat boards, the very nice locker rooms. It was just first class all the way. I thought the city really embraced the event. I thought the perception for our league, when you watch the replay on TV, on ESPN, to see how it just looked like a big-time college basketball atmosphere. And so I thought it was a huge step forward for our conference. And really thankful for the way we were treated up there in Evansville.
Matt McMahon, the coach.
I'm like, it's like Vince McMahon. I'm like Vince McMahon. So Matt McMahon, the great wrestling promoter.
Now, wait. We're going to take a now. am I hearing things correctly that you are a big wrestling fan and also a big Ric Flair fan?
I've always been a wrestling fan. Just grew up on it. But we've had a good time with it. We've always used the Ric Flair woo in all our summer camps over the years. So we have a good time with it. That's been the fun part about this group. They have the right balance. They know when it's time to go to work and when we need to be all focused on business, but they also have a really good time together.
Murray State basketball coach Matt McMahon. The Racers will find out tomorrow
McMahon,
at 5
McMahon,
o'clock.
McMahon.
What did I say? McMahon. What did I say?
McMahon.
No, McMahon.
Matt McMahon. I'm saying it's like Vince McMahon. There we go.
Okay. All right.
I got
Matt.
You.
Hey, well, anyway, Houston Fancher, Buzz Peterson. You know those guys very well. Let me tell you how I got to know them is – they were an assistant along with Kerry Keating on Van Bredikoff's staff in the mid-90s at Vanderbilt. Those three were the assistants. I was the beat writer. We traveled a lot, drank some beer together and everything. Just kept, you know, obviously Houston, where he came through, starting out as a manager at for Bruce Stewart at MTSU all the way through. So those two people are fine people.
They're the best. They're a big reason why I've gotten the opportunity to be involved with college basketball. Coach Fancher recruited me out of high school and then was able to go play for Coach Peterson and Coach Fancher at Appalachian State. Really have had a huge impact on my life, not just as a, you know, getting to be a college basketball player, but then I've worked for both as assistant coaches over the years and have really learned a lot, not only about, you know, basketball, but just about being a good husband, good father, hopefully a leader and a good man. So I'm very thankful for the impact both of those guys have had in my life.
Talking about your team, well, I guess you got to start with the senior Jonathan Stark, the OVC Player of the Year, the tournament MVP, and just a one of those guys. He's quite a player.
One of the best players in all of college basketball. Now over 2,200 career points. He's up to almost 600 assists and 300 made threes. The hardest working player I've been around in my 22 years. He just lives in the gym. He's put in the work. He's never had a bad day. He's a model of consistency. And so I'm really happy for him to see him be a part of such a successful season, and he's really going out with a bang here in his senior year.
One stat that jumped out of me, he played 79 of a total 80 minutes in your two tournament games. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I told him he could rest in April. We need him on the floor, and, you know, we don't take him out often. But the thing about him is he's gotten better since last year, and that's a player who averaged 22 points and almost 6 assists a game and broke the school record with 108 made threes last season. And he's even better this year. He's, by the numbers, our best defensive player. He's been really good at getting to the basket and finishing plays. He's gotten to the free throw line more, and he's one of the top free throw shooters in the country. And then he broke his school record. He made 108 threes last year. He's made 109 so far this season. He's done all this very efficiently. He's done it all while being double teamed, by being face guarded. Really, I think, you know, if you look back in history, it'll go down as one of the best regular season Ohio Valley Conference performances of all time. He averaged over 25 a game over an 18 game stretch, and tournament MVP, Player of the Year. Can't say enough good things about him.
Murray State coach Mac McMahon, I will get it correctly,
yes,
and I apologize for my foibles earlier on, as everyone. But anyway, and also talk about a couple players. First, Ja Morant. I love the name Ja Morant, and just his impact on your team.
Well, the best thing about Ja is he makes everyone better. He makes everyone better out there, including the coaching staff. So we're really thankful for him and the impact he's made on our program. But amazing stat. He averaged almost 13 points a game, 7 rebounds, 6.5 assists. Only 5 players have done that over the last 25 years of college basketball. know, two of them are Penny Hardaway and Jason Kidd. So pretty good company there. But he's just incredibly unselfish, great passer, great court vision. I definitely thought, you know, two of the best passers in all of college basketball resided here in the OVC this year, with Ja Morant and Austin Lude from Belmont. But he's just a special, special player. And don't let the thin frame fool you. He's a relentless competitor and has great toughness on the floor.
Also, talk a little bit about, I guess, also was on all-conference Terrell Miller. Talk a little bit about him as well.
But I'm really proud of Terrell. We had some good meetings this past spring about making a greater commitment. And you're talking about a guy who averaged 18-9 and was first-team All-League a year ago. But I just thought he needed to step forward and make a greater commitment, and he's done it. He lost 25 pounds this offseason at 6'8", 240. He stretches the floor. He can shoot it exceptionally well from three. He's very skilled down on the block. He's a great passer. In our semifinal win in the OVC tournament, he had 18 defensive rebounds in 31 minutes. As good a rebounding performance as I've ever seen. And on top of all that, he's become the voice of our team, our vocal leader, and our guys really follow his actions on the floor.
Mac McMahon with us this morning, Murray State basketball coach. Talk about taking over. You were there 4 years with Steve Prohm, and you the championship, I believe, in 2012. But you understand the tradition and everything that goes into Murray State basketball. And I grew up, and my father played at Western Kentucky, so I grew up not liking Murray State in a natural rivalry in that state. But it's so much – I mean, it goes back so many years to even to a Cal Luther, for example, just a great tradition at Murray State. But you, how much of it coming back? I know you were about ready to take or going to Louisiana Tech when Steve left for Iowa State. You knowing coming back, how did that help you having spent 4 years there previously?
I think just knowing our director of athletics, Alan Ward, knowing our president, Dr. Davies, getting to know so many of the fans, and you hate to even use the word fans because we have such a great following here, just people who live and die with Murray State basketball. But my experiences were good as an assistant. I think they've been helpful, but it really is a special place to coach, Greg. It's one of the top college basketball programs ever. When you look at the tradition, you look at the fan base, the support, some of the elite players and coaches who have come through here. Just really thankful for the opportunity to be a part of such a special program.
Did you go to Oak Ridge High School?
Yes, sir.
I had a buddy of mine, Barry Wertman, was the coach over there. He was a former coach at Oak Ridge, back now here at Blackman. So you're East State, but you're still one of us, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Coach Wertman's done a great job. Did a great job at Oak Ridge and continues to do a good job there in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, he's a good buddy, and I'm glad he's back in the boys' state tournament this week. Well, hey, it's going to be a fun week. Sunday night, enjoy. But that feeling of sitting here, not you've gone every game this year, knowing immediately. Well, you're probably doing some advanced scouting, you know, for two opponents down the road, three opponents down the road, or whatever. It has to be a weird feeling sitting there, knowing you're going to play, but not who or where. And you won't find out until Sunday night, and then you'll start working. I'd assume Sunday night's going to be quite a busy night.
You're right, Greg. It has. It's been different this week, especially after now, I guess, you know, November, December, January, February. You're in that film room every single day, grinding away, getting ready for the next opponent. But it's been good for us. We, you know, like I told our guys after the game, I'm thrilled with what we've accomplished. But we still have work to do. I want us getting better, cleaning up some things, continuing to make improvements. And we've had a great week of practice. Our guys have come in locked in and have really worked to get better. So we'll do the same. Now we'll know our opponent, obviously, Sunday night, and can have a normal week of game prep.
It would be pretty neat if you came to Nashville. You know that? You thought about that?
That'd be the best. I'd be shocked if it happened, but we would yeah. love it. Just yeah. our fan base especially to get to travel and be a part of this.
Matt McMahon with us. Matt, thank you very much. Congratulations, like everybody else. We'll watch Sunday at 5, and you are carrying that OVC banner now, so carry it proudly.
We will. It was a great year in the league. I thought the top half of the league was really, really good. So we're thrilled to be the representative in the tournament this year, and I know we'll have a good time tomorrow night. I really appreciate you having me on.
Sure thing, Coach Mac McMahon with us at Murray State. Good luck next week, March Madness. Congratulations to you, your team, and certainly the fan base at Murray State, which is as good as there is. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Greg. Go Racers.
All right. Go.